report phishing, because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld, then share them with family and friends.
Do you know how America became the best country on God's green earth? We made things, from automobiles to airplanes to textiles. We were the manufacturing epicenter of the world, the innovators that every other country turned to. I'm Katie Lyon, co-founder of Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'm here to tell you that the American spirit is alive and well at Allegiance, where we make American flags 100% in America. When you fly your American flag from Allegiance Flag Supply, you're not just honoring our country. You're supporting American men and women who proudly make the highest quality American flags, period. True patriots who put care into every stitch. See our full story at showallegiance.com and learn about our 100% American-based supply chain. Fly your flag from showallegiance.com with pride, because every flag says manufacturing is still alive and well in the U.S., and we are still the greatest country. Save $35 on your American flag set when you go to showallegiance.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The dire humanitarian crisis getting worse with each day. The Hamas-run health ministry says 8 more people died today of malnutrition. Caroline Williman is a project coordinator with Doctors Without Borders and says Palestinians, especially children suffering from malnutrition, need specialized food.
Just feeding them will no longer be possible for when they reach this like very severe stage. Basically, their little bodies are shutting down and are no longer able to take in normal food that we give them.
Video released this week by Hamas in recent days appears to show an Israeli hostage who appears emaciated. Israel's prime minister says he's considering a military solution now to secure the release of remaining hostages, with ceasefire talks breaking down. For a second day, Texas Democrats have refused to return for a special session at the Texas Capitol, protesting Republican efforts to redraw congressional maps to gain 5 more seats. The governor calling for the missing state Democrats to be arrested. And on Wall Street, stocks are trading lower this hour. This is ABC News. The Coast Guard out with its final report of the Titan submersible implosion in 2023. A group died as their vessel descended into the deep sea to view the wreckage of the Titanic. The company responsible for organizing that trip, OceanGate, came under fire for its mishandling of the vessel's construction. ABC's Sam Sweeney says investigators say they would recommend manslaughter charges to federal prosecutors if the CEO had lived.
They failed at every level. There was lies, there was manipulation, there was negligence, there was fraud in every step of this process. And for years, it was known that this tragedy would likely happen. Employees consistently raised concerns. Oftentimes, those employees were either terminated or they were threatened with a lawsuit. They were harassed, and ultimately, many of them did leave the company.
In Tennessee, a week after 3 adults and a teen were found dead, police say they've captured murder suspect Austin Drummond. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's V-E-O-Z-A-H.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is stressing the importance of back-to-school vaccinations as the state had its first confirmed measles cases over the weekend. Bureau of Communicable Diseases Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ryan Westergaard.
Thanks to childhood vaccines, many illnesses like measles and pertussis that were once very common in childhood are now much less common. However, when vaccination rates decline, then cases of vaccine-preventable illnesses can surge.
DHS says the 9 cases are all in Oklahoma. Oconto County and were exposed to a common source during out-of-state travel. Police in a Madison suburb say they're prepared for one of the women accused in the Slender Man stabbings to come to the community.
Sun Prairie Police Chief Kevin Warrick says his officers are working with the Department of Health and Human Services to transition Morgan Geyser into the community. Geyser was recently granted release from a mental health institute over a decade after being committed in the attack on a classmate in Waukesha. Geyser's original release was held up because she would have been placed in a group home too close to her victim. She will be on GPS monitoring and will have to abide by conditions of her release. Geyser's location and move date are being kept private for her safety. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A bear with a plastic jar stuck on its head was freed over the weekend in northwest Wisconsin.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the 70-pound, 2-year-old sow was first spotted with the jar on her head July 26th, and she traveled more than 50 miles for about a week while in that predicament. She was spotted in Sawyer, Bayfield, and Douglas counties. On Sunday, near Cable in Sawyer County, a trained wildlife professional was able to safely dart the bear with an immobilization drug so the jar could be removed. The sow has been relocated to a safe wooded area to recover. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between. Find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. A hazy sunshine today as wildfire smoke still sticks in the area. Calm winds barely moving. Same air mass is still here. High temperatures today will scrape the low 80s. They do the same thing tomorrow, and hopefully by the afternoon the winds will start to kick up, pushing this air mass out of here. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
Well, hello. Thank you for joining us once again for AOA Agriculture of America. Always good to have you along for the conversation. We have a lot to get to here on today's program. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to discuss the Road to Housing Act of 2025 with Dennis Shea from the Bipartisan Policy Center. In segment two, it's our monthly check-in with Clean Fuels Alliance America. We're going to get an update on some of the happenings in the biofuel sector with Donnell Rehagen, their CEO. After the bottom of the hour, it's a Tractor Zoom Tuesday with Andy Campbell, Director of Insights at Tractor Zoom. He'll join us for a catch-up on some of the latest equipment news and some of the trends he is tracking. I know he just got back from a equipment conference as well here last week, so excited to talk with Andy again later in the show. And then we'll take a look at Ag News headlines as we close things out in segment four of today's AOA. Jesse Allen with you here, of course. Let's get the show started and discuss the Road to Housing Act of 2025. Joining us to tell us more about this important legislation, he's Executive Vice President and Chair of the J. Ronald Terwilliger Center for Housing Policy with the Bipartisan Policy Center, Dennis Shea. Dennis, good to talk with you. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Hi, Jesse. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Now, as I understand it, last week the Senate Banking Committee unanimously passed the Road to Housing Act 2025. Can you give us a little bit of background on this legislation, Dennis?
Sure. Well, the bill is relatively comprehensive. It was put together by the chairman of the Banking Committee, which is Senator Tim Scott, Republican of South Carolina, and the Democrat, who's the ranking member, is Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts. And they put together a bill that covers a lot of different areas. And the bill that's trying to be responsive to the lack of affordable housing supply and the worsening housing affordability challenges in the country. And they put together this bill, which was reported out of the Banking Committee last week unanimously, 24-0. We can go into some of the details that may impact rural America particularly, but very generally, I think it's the point is that housing is not a partisan issue. Housing is a bipartisan issue, a nonpartisan issue. And Congress is hearing from a lot of people from communities of all kinds across the country that housing is too unaffordable. And at the heart of the problem is there's just not enough supply of both rental homes and starter homes for sale.
That is such a great point, and I could speak to that personally. My wife and I have been working to buy our first home, and it's very, very interesting to go through that process in 2025 right now because the affordability of homes in so many regions of the country has been elevated. You mentioned it, the shortage of rental homes, starter homes on the market in many places as well. There's a lot of pieces here. What about rural America specifically, Dennis? Can you share some details there?
Well, I think like other parts of the country, you know, rural America suffers from housing affordability challenges and a lack of supply. You know, there are over 60 million Americans who live in rural areas. The median income in rural America is, I think, about 59,000, median household income compared to a national median household income of 71,000. Home ownership rates are a little higher in rural America than nationally, but some of the most, on the rental side, some of the most cost burden renters are those who live in rental in rural communities. Housing in rural America is a little older than housing in other parts of the country and in more urban areas. As a result, some of the housing in rural communities are substandard and have deficiencies in plumbing, heating, electric wiring, and other problems. So generally, our housing in the United States is compared to other countries is the quality is pretty good, is actually very good. But rural America has a little more challenges with respect to substandard or quality issues than other parts of the country.
Dennis, this Road to Housing Act of 2025, is this something that could this be a major tipping point, turning point for the better when it comes to housing availability just across the country in general? I mean, your perspective on this, if this legislation were to make it through Capitol Hill, could this be a major win for folks, for homeowners, et cetera, et cetera?
I think so. First of all, the housing crisis, we call it a crisis at the Bipartisan Policy Center, will require solutions. There's no silver bullet. It will require solutions at the local level on zoning reform, for example, at the state level and at the federal level. So there's no silver bullet. There's no magic solution. It requires multiple solutions from all levels of government and the private sector and philanthropy. So that's point number one. But in Congress, Congress can do things. The federal government can do things that can help alleviate the problem. So if I can step back, Jesse, a month ago, the one big, beautiful bill was passed, and there was a provision in there on something called the low-income housing tax credit. And Congress expanded support, federal support, on a bipartisan basis for the low-income housing tax credit, which is our most important affordable rental production program. So it's to produce and rehab rental homes for lower income families. And what they did was increase federal support, and that could lead to over a million new affordable rental homes over the next 10 years. We need a lot more, but that helps. So that was Act One at the congressional level. Now, Act Two was this Road to Housing Act, as you pointed out, which passed unanimously out of the Banking Committee. And there are a number of provisions. I don't want to take all the time here, but there are a number of provisions in there that are specifically targeted, I think, for rural America. For example, There's something called the Rural Housing Service Reform Act, which was put forward by Mike Rounds, Republican of South Dakota, and Tina Smith, Democrat of Minnesota, which was folded into the bill. And this decouples rental assistance that USDA provides to low-income families from something called the Section 515 mortgage program program. So Section 515 provides loans to developers to produce affordable rental housing in rural communities, while the Section 521 offers rental assistance to low-income households living in those properties. But under current law, rental assistance is tied to the life of the Section 515 loan. So they decoupled the 515 program from the 521 program, so you can still get rental assistance even when the 515 mortgage matures. That's a long-winded way to say this is a very positive thing to reform the Rural Housing Service programs.
Dennis, thank you for the conversation. We're out of time. Bipartisanpolicy.org. Dennis Shea joined us here on AOA. Back with more after this.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
We arrived at the scene, and the job, like everyone before, was executed flawlessly, leaving us with more questions than answers.
It was time to bring in the big guns.
You don't mean.
Yeah.
John Deere bale documentation. All the data, one location. It was the answer to everything. Visit johndeere.com/bale documentation for more information.
If you don't have final expense life insurance, this message is for you. LifeCare provides valuable information about whole life insurance to help cover final expenses, medical bills, burial costs, and other final expenses. Enrollment is fast and available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exam, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. Just answer a few questions and we will do the rest. With the average funeral costing $9,420 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses. Your premium will never increase. Your policy will have a cash value and a death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense life insurance with a lifetime lock, call 800-260-7322. That's 800-260-7322. 800-260-7322.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Hey,
And as we continue here on AOA, thanks again to Dennis Shea for the Bipartisan Policy Center joining us in that opening segment, talking about that Road to Housing Act and really some important pieces in that legislation. And we'll have to have a conversation with him again in the future as that advances further through the Senate and through Capitol Hill. As we continue on today's program, I always enjoy a conversation with Donnell Rehagen, the CEO for Clean Fuels Alliance America. Donnell, it's good to hear from you again. I hope all is well.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse. Everything's going well. Hope it is for you as well.
You know, it is a lot better now that the heat has subsided a little bit here across the country, Donnell. I mean, man, oh, man, the month of July, I think all of us probably have a an air conditioning bill that has run pretty high, wouldn't you say?
And I think brutal is the word. And, yeah, we've got a little relief here in mid-Missouri, but I think the heat's coming back again.
Well, we're going to be paying attention here. We still got quite a few weeks left in the growing season for corn and soybeans, et cetera. And so we're going to be watching the weather for sure. Let's talk biofuels. And I'd love to start with, I was reading up on this economic impact of biodiesel on the U.S. economy report, and this is 2024 data. I know you guys at Clean Fuels Alliance America have highlighted this on your website and more. Can you give us a little bit of background, some details on this report? I know a lot of impressive numbers in terms of how biodiesel impacts the U.S. economy, Donnell.
Well, you know, the biodiesel industry, Jesse, has been around for 30 years, and it's always been doing a lot of good, but we're really getting to the point now where it's hitting a big stride. We had over 5 billion gallons of our fuels into the marketplace last year, and the impact it has starting with agriculture. I mean, you're looking at the biodiesel industry impacting U.S. soybeans to the tune of about 10% of the bushel price is now attributed to the fact that the biodiesel and renewable diesel industry is here to consume that oil and to give it a high priority and high value in the marketplace. Not to mention, you know, the jobs that these plants have created around the country, biodiesel specifically, in many of the rural areas where jobs like that aren't easy to find. And so, the study kind of helps us quantify these benefits. That's important for policymakers to know that and understand that if they want to invest in an industry, that there's a good, solid return. And that's exactly what that report suggests.
Well, and you mentioned this report being key for policymakers to take a look at. And I know we've touched on this, but as just a refresher, the last several months, there has been a lot of favorable news for the biofuels industry, ethanol, biodiesel, you name it, between the One Big Beautiful Bill and EPA moves and so much more. And how are you at Clean Fuels Alliance America? How is the industry now that we have a few weeks, you know, moved here? We've gone a few weeks now, I should say, digesting a lot of this news. How are you feeling? Where do things stand?
Yeah, well, I'm extremely excited about next year, 26, 27. As you mentioned, the tax provisions under the Big Beautiful Bill held in place the provisions from the IRA bill previously that were impactful to the clean fuels industry, specifically the liquid renewables industry. So when you find the clean fuels industry being at that connecting point between energy and this president's interest in America being energy dominant and agriculture and this president's interest in helping farmers in rural America, we just found ourselves in a perfect spot to make some wonderful arguments as to why our the growth in our industry is exactly what this administration would want to see. And so the support has been there from Congress to improve some of the provisions in the IRA bill that were, you know, a little bit challenging to the liquid renewable fuels industry. And so that's been done. So the tax credits are in place for a longer period of time. There's some certainty there. And then the EPA, you know, has recently released their proposed volumes for our industry, and it's a nearly a 2 billion gallon year increase from 25 to 26. And so you couple those two things together, and the outlook is extremely, extremely strong right now. And so we got to get through this tough year that we're in the middle of, But I think 2026 could be an extremely banner year for our clean fuels industry.
We are talking with Donnell Rehagen, CEO at Clean Fuels Alliance America. With some of those wins in regulations and legislation and more, I know that there has been a bit of a pause in some of the infrastructure build out for various segments of the biofuels, renewable fuels industry here as of late, just with all the uncertainty that we had. So with some of these wins, could this help restart or spur on some of this development that's been in limbo across especially the Midwest, Donnell?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, investment needs certainty. Certainty provides a lot of reason for investments to make sense. And that has been missing for a little bit of time here. And so, you know, I just heard anecdotally that one of the state soybean organizations that's been working to try to get a crush plant in their state. I won't name where this is, but they weren't running into a lot of luck in doing so. But this recent announcement on this RVO and the signals that it sends for long-term growth, they've had companies coming back to them and saying, hey, we want to revisit this. So that's just one example, you know, of infrastructure and investment that can happen when policies are lined up with priorities and everybody can clearly see those. And there's a period of time, there's a runway in front of those policies and those priorities that cause that investment to be able to be made. So again, very excited about the opportunities to see and watch this industry grow over the coming years.
Now, I did see this. I was reading this from DTN's Todd Neely, and we're going to be talking to him tomorrow on the show. He covered a study that was released at the end of July. It was prepared by Global Data Agri, and there's some talk in this study that a proposed 50% RINs cut for foreign feedstocks, I want to emphasize that, in the RFS, this could actually maybe stall some biomass-based diesel growth. I don't know if you've seen that report, but any thoughts on that potential RINs cut for foreign feedstocks, Donnell?
Yeah, I have seen that study, and we actually talked extensively about it with our board last week, not just the study, but that proposal that is in the RVO to cut the RIN value on fuels made from imported feedstocks by 50%. That RIN value is an important part of the transaction that makes a gallon of the fuel valuable. And so, you know, even though Clean Fuels Alliance America is a domestic trade association, we represent the domestic industry. That domestic industry has been built out over the last 4 or 5 years with the help of some imported feedstocks. And so we're struggling as well with exactly what that's going to mean to our ability to meet this higher RVO and the ability of all of our producers to be able to produce at the levels they need to produce in order to be profitable. And obviously, if they're not profitable and they're not producing, they're not buying feedstocks, whether that's imported feedstocks or domestic feedstocks. So we want to see that growth continue. Demand for our fuels, biodiesel, renewable diesel, sustainable aviation fuel, continue to grow year on year on year. We don't want to have a cap happen. And so we're looking at that very closely, and we'll let the EPA know, you know, what we come up with here later this week.
Donnell, we got about a minute and a half here. Any other final thoughts for us this month? Anything else you are tracking there at Clean Fuels?
Well, we've really appreciated, I mentioned earlier, how we're at this intersection between energy and agriculture. And so as I always, when I have a chance, I always want to appreciate and thank our nation's soybean farmers, not just for founding this industry and having the vision, but for sticking with it. And we're proud at Clean Fuels Alliance America. We feel like we're finally living up to the challenge of a return on this investment that the soybean checkoff has made in building clean fuels industry from scratch. And so, again, thanks to all the farmers out there who continue to see and share this vision that we have for a bigger and growing clean fuels industry.
And I know it's been a long road, but starting to maybe come over the crest of the hill a little bit. Would that be a good analogy to use, Donnell?
That is a really good analogy, and there's a nice, bright sunshine rising up over the horizon as well, and so we're excited about that.
Well, I know folks can stay informed. Cleanfuels.org. That's cleanfuels.org, the website for Clean Fuels Alliance America. Donnell Rehagen, their CEO. Always good to hear from you, my friend. Thanks for joining us again on Agriculture of America. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again real soon, Donnell.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Jesse.
Donnell Rehagen with us here from Clean Fuels Alliance America on AOA today. Coming up next, we are going to take a look at some of what is trending in the equipment industry. What is the word from dealerships? What about harvest equipment, combine headers? You know, harvest is right around the corner. It's a Tractor Zoom Tuesday conversation with Andy Campbell, Director of Insights for Tractor Zoom. He joins us next on AOA, Agriculture of America.
Cats are masters at using up their nine lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high shelves. But the one thing cats never do? Text while driving. So be like a cat and protect your one and only life. Don't text and drive.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, but it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
The drive-thru window is now open at J.M. Watkins Meats, serving hot coffee Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 to 2. J.M. Watkins Meats has an online store where you can order all of your favorite cuts of beef, pork, and lamb from local farmers for that Labor Day holiday get-together. Order for in-store pickup or order in advance and pick up at the drive-thru. Visit jmwatkinsmeats.com or visit them in person 3 miles west of Plum City on Highway 10.
Milk markets are mixed. Reporting from Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, September milk up 23 to 1834, October up 1 to 1843, November down 1 to 1848, December steady at 1833. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, triple-digit gains once again in the cattle markets as traders continue to be confident in the market's fundamental footing as they were yesterday. Now, again, with the strong demand in the countryside for feeder cattle, that is helping to support the markets as well. Even though cash markets were quiet, hog markets also move higher today as well. Traders continue to find enough support in the marketplace to blow past the previous resistance levels, and that's also led to additional buying interest. August live cattle up 390 to 234.80. August feeder cattle up 585 to 341.25. August hogs up 65 cents to 108.82. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower as corn's at fresh lows again, even though they're now into oversold conditions. Again, there's rising yield ideas and little other fresh news to support the market. Soybeans also following suit, mostly lower again due to those rising yields. Wheat markets also moving mostly lower. Spring wheat harvest pressure and weakness in the rest of the row crops. New crop corn down 4.5 to 402.5. New crop beans down 1.25.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA, mallofamerica.com.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most,
now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
America's farmers and ranchers need AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And if we continue here today on Agriculture of America, let's catch up with our friends at Tractor Zoom. Andy Campbell, Director of Insights for Tractor Zoom, is with us here for a Tractor Zoom Tuesday conversation. Andy, how are you, buddy? It looked like last couple of weeks for you was pretty busy throughout the month of July.
It was, Jesse. It's, you know, we were talking about how hot it was, but at least I was either on the road with air conditioning in a hotel. I was somewhere most of the time with air conditioning, but I think I only slept in my bed maybe five nights. So it was busy.
Well, I suppose you're getting out there and having conversations and talking with folks who are in the know about what is going on with equipment across the U.S. And if I believe I saw this on your LinkedIn or maybe it was your X account, but I think you were just at a dealer conference last week.
I was. Yeah. So in July did a little road trip out east. I spent 2 days just touring like seven different dealerships in Northeast Iowa. And then I wrapped that up with it's called Dealership Minds Summit. And it was a conference in Iowa City this year held, and all the dealers from all across the country, from Canada as well, came down there and kind of high-level discussions on particular topics. This one was really parts and service orientated, but had a chance to talk with well over a dozen dealers there, plus on my road trip, and just gleaned some great insights.
Well, what are you hearing from dealerships? As we've been talking for the last several months, I know there's been it's been an interesting ebb and flow, I think, for a lot of dealers. So what is the latest as we roll out of July and move into August?
Yeah, I'd say probably the best summary. I had a chance to talk with Nick Rader from Rader Brothers, two-store AGCO dealership, and he just summarized it with confusion. He said there's, you know, dealers in the past may have wanted to upgrade or it might have been their time to upgrade. He said now it's really resorted down to do they need to? And also, They may want to, but it's that uncertainty in the markets that is just making them hold back. So the interest is there, they feel. They're getting the calls. They're getting the looks. But in terms of anybody pulling the trigger, he said it's just so much unknown, more so than it ever has been. And we're in an industry with tons of unknown that it's just causing the hesitancy in the market. And so that's delaying these purchases that, you know, who knows, here in August or even at the end of the year, they may or may not come.
Well, and thinking about this, maybe let's look at the used equipment side a little bit deeper here, because I think I've heard this trend from a lot of producers, and I think you have too, that they're a little more open to looking at low hour type of used equipment right now in this current economic environment.
Yeah, that's, and maybe that is a bright spot of high inflationary prices and all this uncertainty that we've been dealing with, an overabundance of used equipment on the market here for about 2 years now. And weren't sure how we're going to work it all through. Certainly new orders have been slowing down. So obviously, and people have seen that with AGCO and CNH's quarterly reports that just came out. Deere's got one coming up and sales are way down. So the spigot has been turned off. And so they're stopping or slowing down the pouring in of new equipment on the market. But we still need to work through this used. And so all these higher prices are renewing a little bit of interest in this inventory that's already sitting on the lot. And that's what a lot of people are focusing on, especially, I mean, now that we're here into August, it's harvest equipment. And so combines, headers, that is kind of the name of the game, at least here for this next month or 2 months.
Well, thinking about some of that harvest equipment, I mean, you know, it's kind of getting to that time frame where a lot of the focus from producers, they're just worried about getting in the field. Maybe, you know, I guess I wouldn't think they would be necessarily thinking about buying harvest equipment or headers. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, it's it does get a little late in the game, although you've got to, you know, some people are well into harvest already if you go way down south. But the further north and a little east you get, harvest is delayed more so than what some other people might be expecting. So there is still some time. But in terms of auction trends, August is the biggest month for all harvest equipment and headers especially. And I'm not sure entirely why, but row crop headers, corn headers, are huge in August. Platform headers are a little more evenly spread out, but we'll sell, oh, I would say 55 to 60% of all auctioned row crop headers happen just in the month of August. And combines are obviously very heavy in the month of August as well.
Are there any specific combine models potentially that you're seeing a change in supply, change in value, numbers in the market? Any thoughts there?
Yeah, a ton of thoughts. And so there's almost so much to look at that you have to really whittle it down and say, okay, what am I going to focus on now? Otherwise, my ADHD just takes me everywhere. But it's when looking at this stuff, I'm looking at a little bit smaller combines now. So classes six, class sevens, a little bit of fives, because usually we focus on the eights. But really, when you look at a dealership lot, class fives are only about 5% of the market. Sixes are maybe 10%. Class sevens, possibly about up to 20% of the dealership market. But when you look at auction, the fives, six, and sevens combine to be about 70% of the auction volume that's out there. And so that obviously creates a ton of data that I can look at, but it also paints the picture of where we're going as a farming economy, where we're just getting bigger. And so those five, six, and sevens that were sold a decade, two decades ago are just being washed out. And then they're kind of finding their last buyer here at auction, or they'll go on to, you know, be put out to pasture. And so we're seeing that happen in the auction market. And with, you know, when you're talking about models in particular, I narrowed it down and really started looking at these class sevens just to see where is this market going, especially for a slightly smaller combine. And I know sevens kind of hits the middle for a lot of operations. You're not small, you're not huge, very practical type of combine for a lot of different operations. And so I looked at John Deere's S770, the AGCO Gleaner S97, a little bit newer there, and then the New Holland SR9070. And with those three in combination, I honestly was expecting to see some softer values, just being a little bit older, being a class seven, which is not as popular now as the eights. And what I saw was really surprising. When I look just at 25 auction values, I'm seeing strength not only in the S770, but the Gleaner S97, as well as the New Holland model. All of them are having stronger auction values here in 25 than they did in 2024.
Andy Campbell with Tractor Zoom joining us here today on AOA. As you look ahead here through the month of August, I mean, are we going to see more good auctions? Are we going to see deals on the dealer lots? I mean, what's kind of the outlook here for the next few weeks ahead?
Yeah, I think right now we're starting to see some early signs, at least when I'm looking at these class seven combines, but I probably can extrapolate this off to maybe class sixes as well, that people, farmers, dealers are always asking me, where is the bottom of this market? At least a local bottom until something major happens and shifts the market. And I think we are close to finding it. Auctions tend to lead the trend in terms of dealer values. And so now that I'm seeing auction values for these class sevens, at least these three models I looked at, now that I'm seeing that rebound, and you know, if you're waiting to hit the bottom and get the best deal with these class sevens, you better act now, or maybe it might have even been last month. Dealer values, I'm still seeing on average that list value drop year over year. And like I said, dealer tends to lag the auction market just a little bit. So I know there's still a bunch of these class sevens that are out there. These three models I looked at, there's going to become a lot of more aged equipment come about mid-August this year, meaning that equipment has sat around for more than a year. That category is going to increase pretty significantly at a lot of dealerships, which is going to just incentivize them to connect better with their farmers and try to make some of these deals happen. I know they're hesitant to just overly auction equipment, so they probably won't happen this year like it did last year, but I think the time to buy now, if you're in the market for something like this, is now. And if you can't find it at auction, because I think those volumes will be lower, you probably could find it at a dealer.
Well, I know TractorZoom.com is one great place for folks to stay up to date on what is trending throughout the equipment market. Andy, I know as well, we should mention this real quick as we're closing out the segment. We've got about 90 seconds here. Of course, yesterday we rolled out the Farm and Ranch Media app, and we also announced a bit of a partnership with you guys there at Tractor Zoom.
Yeah. I'm super excited about this. I checked out the app this morning, and I've had the app for a while. I always check my markets on your farm app, but then I see the Tractor Zoom. We've got our podcast Beyond the Hood down there. And at that dealer conference I was just at, I did an in-depth analysis on warranty values for used equipment. So if you sell a piece of equipment at auction with a warranty, can you expect to get a boost on that value? So I did a deep dive there, had a conversation with a warranty expert, and I'm hoping to get that up on the podcast channel on your app here shortly.
And I know, too, as the weeks and months roll by, we're going to be rolling out some more equipment-related content from you guys as well. And, of course, the podcast you mentioned, it's all available for free on the all-new Farm and Ranch Media app. You can download that today. And we really appreciate the insights, as always, here every month on the show, Andy, and the continued partnership. And, it's fun to stay on top of these trends. And I know you guys do a lot of work month in and month out.
Yeah, it is fun though. I mean, the dynamic market, you look for bright spots in the farming economy when you can, and hopefully some of this equipment bottoming out provides some buying opportunity and provides that bright spot.
Well, you mentioned this to me too this morning that we just need to get a little green on the commodity screen now. That's what the next step is. TractorZoom.com for more. Director of Insights, Andy Campbell. Good to hear from you, my friend. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Jesse.
Agriculture of America will continue next. We will take a look at some of the top ag news headlines from around the world and here at home. Back with more on AOA right after this.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
We arrived at the scene, and the job, like everyone before, was executed flawlessly, leaving us with more questions than answers.
It was time to bring in the big guns.
You don't mean.
Yeah.
John Deere bale documentation. All the data, one location. It was the answer to everything. Visit johndeere.com/bale documentation for more information.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes the world can seem strange and unfamiliar. You haven't quite found your place or your people. All it takes is one person, a family, who chooses you to help it all make sense. You don't have to be an official superhero to do something life-saving and adopt a shelter pet. Just like Superman, you can use your power for good and inspire kindness, positivity, and a legacy of hope. Best Friends Animal Society is working to ensure that every dog and cat in the country has a safe place to call home. Home. Join us. Visit bestfriends.org to adopt an out-of-this-world pet near you. Together, we will save them all.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA. As we continue, let's take a look at news headlines. Well, on Saturday, the U.S. Senate confirmed Luke Lindbergh as Undersecretary of Agriculture for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs with a vote of 77 to 18. During his confirmation hearing earlier this spring, Lindbergh told the Senate Ag Committee that he supports free trade agreements that could help reverse the growing deficit. America's agricultural trade deficit, which is the worst in the nation's history, driven by a number of factors, but principally by the lack of an America First trade agenda that prioritizes market access for our farmers and ranchers, Lindbergh said. For too long, he says, we've let other countries access our market and not negotiated reciprocal access to theirs. Lindbergh previously served as chief of staff and chief strategy officer at the Export-Import Bank of the United States during President Trump's first term. Most recently, he served as president and CEO of South Dakota Trade, a public-private partnership focused on expanding international market access for regional exporters. A number of ag groups have applauded the confirmation of Lindbergh as USDA Undersecretary for Trade. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom saying in a statement that USMEF applauds the U.S. Senate for confirming Luke Lindbergh with a strong showing of bipartisan support. This is a critical time for agricultural trade, and Mr. Lindbergh brings great passion and extensive experience to this role. He has a proven track record as a champion for U.S. agriculture, and USMEF looks forward to working with him to expand global demand for U.S. red meat. In a joint statement, the U.S. Dairy Export Council and National Milk Producers Federation also applauded the Senate confirmation of Lindbergh. Krista Harden, president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, said in part, the confirmation of Luke Lindbergh represents a significant win for U.S. dairy exporters and our industry's global competitiveness. Mr. Lindbergh's experience leading trade missions and managing export initiatives position him perfectly to break down trade barriers and create pathways for American dairy to reach global consumers. Greg Dowd, president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, said in part that we are excited to get to work with Undersecretary Lindbergh, who has a proven track record of advancing American agricultural interests and will help USDA deliver results for American dairy producers and cooperatives. You can read more reaction to the confirmation of Luke Lindbergh as Undersecretary for Trade. Just go to agricultureofamerica.com, or you can download the all-new Farm and Ranch Media mobile app and find it there today. Well, USDA's annual spending bill got a jump start on Congress's last-minute September budget crush, while USDA's number two told lawmakers that reorganization will save taxpayers billions. The USDA bill was one of three fiscal year 26 spending bills the Senate passed last week in a rare gridlock exception as Democrats protested President Trump's funding clawback efforts. But top appropriations Democrat Patty Murray praised the bipartisan USDA bill.
We fully fund the WIC program and reject Trump efforts to eliminate international food aid programs, rural housing support, and food boxes that feed hundreds of thousands of seniors.
The Senate version spends almost $4 billion less than the House's $25.5 billion, but ups WIC nutrition by 7% and fully funds NEFA, FSIS, APHIS, and ARS. Congress relied on three consecutive continuing resolutions to keep the government funded through September 30th, lacking a full budget for this fiscal year. Another will likely be needed next month. Separately, USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden told Senate lawmakers last week the Ag Department will save billions by closing four Capital Region buildings and moving staff to five regional hubs.
$4 billion. And that is before we take into account the lower cost of living for employees, the lower lease rates that we will have to pay in the five hubs. Of course, the full value of that we'll only know when the plan is finalized after consultation with Congress. But we start out at a baseline of $4 billion worth of savings.
Vaden noted that most USDA buildings here don't even come close to a congressionally mandated occupancy rate of 60%. Farm real estate prices rose year over year nationally as every state saw gains in land values, according to an annual report from the Ag Department. The value of land and buildings on farms rose 4.3% this year to $4,350, the agency said, after a survey of more than 28,000 operations conducted April through June. Cropland costs increased 4.7% to $5,830 an acre, and pasture value rose 4.9% to $1,920 an acre. Iowa ag land was valued at $9,790 an acre, up 3.9% on an annual basis, and Illinois saw gains of 2.6% to $8,930 an acre, according to USDA. Iowa and Illinois are the biggest producers of corded soybeans in the U.S. Nebraska land values rose to $4,250 an acre versus $4,080 a year earlier. Kansas ag real estate increased 4.4% to $3,100 an acre on average. South Dakota valuations were up 6.8% to $2,970 an acre, while North Dakota values gained 4.4% in the latest USDA survey to reach $2,360 an acre. Well, Tyson Foods raised its full-year earnings forecast as strong U.S. chicken demand and cheap feed costs help it withstand losses in its beef business. Operating earnings, excluding some items, are expected to range from $2.1 billion to $2.3 billion in fiscal year 2025, an increase of $100 million at the midpoint from the prior guidance range. That's according to a statement from Tyson. The increase was largely driven by a more optimistic view of its chicken business. A severe shortage of cattle has set prices for slaughter weight animals surging to record levels, eroding profits for beef processors as they struggle to pass higher costs on to consumers. Now, Tyson says that it managed to cushion the impact thanks to stronger demand for chicken as meat eaters seek cheaper alternatives. Its poultry operations have also benefited from ample grain supplies, which have kept a lid on feed costs. With that, we're out of time here today on AOA, and that's a look at news headlines. Coming up on tomorrow's program, we're going to have an interesting conversation surrounding rural broadband and rural connectivity and how one company is doing their best to fill the connectivity gap on farms and ranches. It's one thing to have broadband and high-speed internet in your house and in your farm shop and more, but what about across the entire operation as we use more connected and smart technology on the farm? Mike Rohde is CEO of Emergent Connects, and he's going to join us for a conversation coming up tomorrow. We'll also talk with DTN Environmental Editor Todd Neely. Thanks for joining us on Agriculture of America. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Think back to the last time you were in nature. What comes to mind? Hiking through a lush forest, floating on a lazy river, or perhaps watching a vibrant sunset on a beach full of glistening plastic bottles and food wrap?
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Great music. Familiar local voices. News. And information. It's all here. You found Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The hunger crisis in Gaza leading to 8 more deaths due to malnutrition, according to the